down below in the action. I mean, it's interesting, but low in the difficulties. We're in Chaf Aleph from Rav. V'chula tshilem the Mishnah, lochates. V'chula tshilem shot kiddushin o gerushin b'safek. Now, if you had Yevamos, who their original marriage or divorce was in doubt. Now, marriage, of course, their marriage to the brother who died, and divorce, Brad, the brother divorced them, and we're not sure if the divorce was a valid divorce or not. So, arei luchotzis lo misyamos, since we're not sure if the antecedents of the ibum are valid, so therefore they have to do chalitza na ibum. Ketzat safek kiddushin, what would be a safek kiddushin to the original brother, right, which would cast in doubt the ibum situation? Zarek lo kiddushin, so when the brother married, now the deceased brother married his original wife, this woman is now the Yavama, so he tossed the Kiddushin at her. They didn't actually put the, it wasn't so romantic, he didn't put the ring on her finger, you know, just tossed the Kiddushin at her and said, here, you're married. And Safi Karavlo, we're not sure if the thing he tossed landed closer to him or closer to her. If it landed closer to him, it's not a valid wedding. If it landed closer to her, it is a valid wedding, right? So in that case, that's a Sahare Zu Safik Kiddushin. That's a question of Kiddushin. Safik Gerushin, what's the case of a Safik of Gerushin? Kasav, before this guy died, he wrote her a get, but he wrote it in his own hand script. His own hand. No, his own hand. He wrote it by his own hand. His own handwriting. Avada love Adim, there were no witnesses on it. It was just his handwriting. Or Yeshu love Adim, it had witnesses, Vena loves Zman, but it had no date. Or Yeshu Zman, it had a date, Bein Veloid Echot, but only had one witness. Zeu Safik Yerushin, these are questions where, these are issues where the divorce is in doubt. Now immediately Gemara clarifies that and says, no. Leiskat Safik Yerushin, these last three cases where he wrote in his handwriting, own handwriting, or didn't have a time on it, or I only had 1-8. These are not Suffolk Gerushin. They're definite Gerushins. A Gerushin Mamish. That's not Suffolk Gerushin. They're Gerushin Mamish, meaning that they're true Gerushins Doraisa. They're not Gerushin Drabonar. All these three scenarios are cases where the rabbi is disallowed the divorce, but the divorce is effective on a Torah level. Okay? What is a Suffolk Gerushin? Ketzat. Suffolk, it seems like there's a word missing here. Kate says Suffolk Gerushin or something. That's not clear, but hey, we're trying to say, what's a Suffolk? What's a Suffolk? Kate said Suffolk Kiddushin, Zarek Lo Kiddushin. Suffolk Kiddushin is, well, I guess it's Kate said Suffolk Kiddushin. What's a questionable marriage? Zarek Lo Kiddushin, you toss the wife the ring. Suffolk Karavlo, you don't know if it landed close to her or close to him. So Suffolk Kiddushin, that's a question on the marriage. So Hachan here too by get a true suffix, a true question by Gemara should be Zarak Logita, you tossed her again. Suffix Karavla, you don't know if land closer to her, closer to him. Zel Suffix Gerushin, those are questionable Gerushin. But the case in our Mishnah, which our Mishnah mentioned when you wrote in your handwriting, or you left out the date, or there's only one witness, those are not Suffix Gerushin, those are definite Gerushin's Doraisa, and they do not work the Rabbanan. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Shaina Chalafta, the mean Hava. Rabbi Yochanan named Rabbi Chalafta from the town of Hava, said, the Kulamin Nisei's bow, in all the cases mentioned in our Mishnah, since B'dievet, since although the rabbis decreed them invalid preferentially, nevertheless, if you're up the creek, you can use these gittin. So therefore, she got married based on these gittin. Lo Tetze, she should not get divorced. Sholhotzi Laas Abonel, in order not to, people shouldn't say that the children of her marriage are mamzerim, so therefore, if she gets married based on this get, even though she shouldn't have, we let her stay married. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, as we'll see in a minute. Bito shenises lashuk beget zeh. Now, this is not yet an exception, but we're getting to complications on the case. Let's see this case inside. Here you had Reuven and Shimon brothers. Leah was Reuven's daughter. Leah went and married her uncle Shimon, right? Okay, now in the meantime, so Shimon did not liking his niece, divorced her, but it was a Suffolk Gerushin. It was one of the questionable divorces. And then Leah went and she married Yankov, some other guy from the marketplace, not related. Then Shimon died. So what do we, in this case, we certainly are going to say that Leah's get, we'll assume is a good get. Why do we want to assume it's a good get? So that Reuven can go and be Miyabim Chana. In order that Reuven can go be Miyabim, the co-wife, so we assume that Leah's get was a good get. That way Chana is not the co-wife of Minerva. She's no longer the co-wife of Leah, who's Reuben's daughter. So therefore, Chana can be Mishra Bemis. So here we assume we go and we assume that it is a good get. So it says here, Bito Shanisa Lashukim's daughter gets married to the marketplace, because Zeh, based on this get, Lotetah should not leave Kedei Lazuk Tzorah Solavia in order that her Tzorah, meaning Chana, should continue to be earmarked for her father. Tzorah Shanisa Lashukim gets Zeh. However, let's say in this case, the opposite case, where it's Leah, moving that daughter, Leah. Leah got married to his brother Shimon. Shimon had a co-wife Chana, right? And Leah again underwent the Suffolk Gerushin, but she didn't get married. But since it was only a Suffolk, so Chana assumed, well, I'm still a Tzara's Erva. I'm still the co-wife of an Erva. But so it means I don't have to get Yibum Rachalita by Reuben. Let me just go marry Levi, somebody else. Or let me just go marry, not Levi, somebody from the marketplace, right? So we don't allow that. In this case, we say Chana's got to get a chalitza from Reuven or Levi, right? So she can't just go marry someone in the marketplace, right? So as it says here, I skipped the case. Skipped the page, sorry. Same idea, but here's the page, which is more directly relates to this problem. So I say in this case, Chana tried to get married to a something from the marketplace, we make her get divorced. Because in this case, you know, where Leah, we don't know if she actually got divorced or not, right? So Chana can't just rely and say, well, Leah was not divorced, and therefore I can go scot-free and marry someone in the marketplace. No, Chana's first got to get chalitza before she go out to the marketplace. So therefore, even though Leah, who's the daughter, and therefore is also to Reuben, even though she underwent the Suffolk Erushin, which is only a suffix, and therefore I might say, well, she's Chana is still the co-wife of an erva because she's forbidden to Reuven, and therefore Chana can go and marry to the marketplace. I do not say that, and Chana is forbidden to go and marry the marketplace. First, Chana has to get Yibum or Chalitza. Okay? Now, that's what it says here. The next case, as I just read, so Rosh needs to shoot against that. If Chana actually went and married Moshe from the marketplace, she's got to get divorced. She has to leave him and go back and get chalitza, or as the care from Reuven, because perhaps she is liable to chalitza. Bito shenisis l'achi begetze. Now, the opposite case, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers, right? Mm-hmm. And Leah, again, is Reuven's daughter. Leah went and married her uncle, right? And there was a suffix gerushin between Shimon and Leah, right? Now, Leah wants to say, well, it was only suffix mikureshes, so therefore, let me go and ignore the gerushin, and let me go and be Mishra Bemis to Levi, another brother of her father, not one deceased, obviously, the other brother. So she can't do that. And the reason for that is because in both these cases, since the get is probably a valid get, so in this case, Chana cannot go marry the marketplace because the odds are, essentially, it's a get the Risa, right? So the answer is about get. She's not a Tzara Serva. She's not the co-wife of an Erva, so she can't go marry in the marketplace. In this case also, Leah was divorced, right? Yeah. So therefore, Leah cannot go into Yibum with the brother. She's an Eish HaSachim. She's a brother's wife, right? Since divorce was a valid wife for divorce. Divorce. So she's not susceptible to Yibum, so she can't do it anymore, okay? Now, one more case. Tzorot HaShnizis L'achi beget Zeh. This case, Chale and Chana again, 2-2-2, when Chana went and married Reuven. She actually did Yibum to Reuven, right?
Yeah.
Okay, after, because she assumed Leah was divorced, and she did Yibum. So, I feel La Via Lotetze. Now, this case, even if you marry Leah's father, Reuven, she doesn't get divorced. And again, the reason for that is since Leah's get is a good get, the Raisa, so therefore, Chana was, according to the Raisa view, not a Tzora Serva, not the co-wife of an Erva, and therefore she can remain, she can undergo Yibum to Reuven, which she does successfully, and she remains with the person whom she was Mishra Bemis to, with whom she conducted the Yibum ceremony. Now, Tani, Shloshu Shtoros Govim Nechorin, the three documents, shifting gears a minute, the Choshe Mishpat to monetary law, the three documents with which you can collect your loan based on these documents from free and clear property which has no preceding lien on it. But you cannot collect your loan based on these documents from land which has any lien on it. Even though normally we say, as long as your lien precedes anybody else's lien, you can use your document to collect it. Not in this case. What are these cases? Well, actually, there are these type of cases in our Mishnah where the document is written in your own handwriting without any witnesses or without any time or with one witness. Okay, so those are those cases. So this Amora, whatever his name was, Rabbi Bosen, that this is only if the shtar has not been demonstrated to be valid in the hands of the malve, in the hands of the creditor. But if it's assumed that it's a valid shtar and it's in the hands of the creditor, so you collect for it even from property which is under lien. And the what's called hulsak, the ra, the third korban, Pnei Moshe explained, where the get is one, I'm saying where the document is one, which is written in the handwriting of the debtor, and he confirms it's actually his handwriting. So then you can use it to collect even from stuff which is on the lien. Rabbi Yossi said, wait a minute, im shalom zucker star, of course you need the star to be sustained. If it wasn't sustained, beyond a malva in the hands of the creditor, so you can't even collect from free and clear property, right? So rather, what are we talking about here? B'shalom zucker star, beyond a malva, must be talking about that where the shtar is already considered to be valid in the hands of the creditor, and the borrower validates it. But nevertheless, you cannot collect from property on the loan. Why is that? It's also in the Bavli, in several places, at least one. Because we're afraid that the borrower and creditor, the debtor and creditor in cahoots, right? That the debtor gave the creditor this document falsely in order that later on they should split the proceeds of the con and the swindle, right? So therefore, we do not... I didn't bring the word. It's on the...
It's a medium-sized red gemara on the shelf.
No. I'll find a few. So what, you can't collect it because we're afraid that there's a...
Now we go. So these documents, these three documents... Even though they technically should be okay, the document written in the handwriting of the individual, the debtor, document with one witness and debtor, and the documents which is has no date, they should be okay, but we don't allow them. You know why? Because we're afraid that there's a plot going on, there's a con. It's a scheme between the debtor and the creditor, and they're going to collect property and then split up the proceeds. Ravuna Marmination Pulse. Everyone says, no, it's not because they're afraid of a plot. It's just Pulse. Chacham says it's no good. If Chacham says it's no good, you can't use it. Akadum Shalava Zakim Vishivet Zakim. Now, in fact, Mark continues that it's reasonable to assume that there might be a plot where the old man was the debtor, and the old man put stuff under lien. However, what if an old man put stuff under lien? And the son is the one who wrote the document. He put it on the lien. So then it's difficult to say. You could say that the two original debtor and creditor are in cahoots, but it's difficult to say that the son of the debtor was in cahoots with the creditor after his father died. So therefore, in that case, why don't you accept the document and say that it works, even though it has deficits in it, right? Yisach meyem neitu k'tunya. Can you say that in that case that there's a plot going on? Law in nation apostle. It's got to be in that case because it's Rabbanim, we never did a apostle. Welcome to nation apostle. So to hear it's a case because it's apostle, not because of any svara that there might be a potential setup. This is actually a proof. And we also learn our price. Abigitim Noshim Kain. Women's Gitim are no good if they don't have times or dates or not proper ages. Yisach meim neikunias, it have anything to do with the plot? There's no plot going on here. Rather, neishu pasul, because Chachom said it's invalid. Vachem neishu pasul, so too. Any document, even the Chosh Mishpat area, it's the reason why it doesn't work. Chachom said it's pasul, not because of any necessary scheme or plot which underlies the episode. Okay, alochiyot. Shlosh hachin. Three brothers. One, two, three. The suin shtei achios.
Shosh Nachrios, Noshim Nachrios. They made the three women not related to each other. Who made Sech Omeyam, this actually said many times in the Masechta already. But finally we have it in the Mishnah, we always have it more. Who made Sech Omeyam, and one of them died, Vosaba Maimer, Shani Maimer, and the other guy did a Maimer on her, right? Only Kedushin without full Yibum. Who made, and then the second guy died himself. Harei Luchotzes Lo Yimisam, must they both have Du Chalitza and Na'ibum. Shneimer says, Yivoma Yivor Leh, it says, her Yavam should have relations with her. Shaleh Azikas Yavam Echa, we learn that it's only one who comes to the Yavam from one deceased brother. Velo Shaleh Azikas Shnei Yavim, not one who comes from two deceased brothers. And here the one who killed Rachel only had Mimer, right? To Shimon, the second brother. So when she comes before Levi, after Shimon's death, she's coming from both brothers, Reuven and Shimon, right? So therefore, she's no good. She can't go to Levi, and since she's not good, well, Dina can't go either. Okay. That's because Ravon holds that Mimer makes a half a Kenyan, so she's half Reuven's and half Shimon's, and that's no good. Rabbi Shimon, remember, Yavi Lezer Shir to Vrcholit to Shnia. Rabbi Shimon, if you remember, he says either Mimer works completely or it doesn't work at all, but it doesn't take any half measures. So therefore, either one of them can be Misyabemis and the other one Choletis. They can't both be Misyabem, they can't both be Cholit. You even want one Cholit and the other as your preference is. Okay?
Question is, in Mimer, do you actually have a ketubah and all the rest?
They don't need a ketubah.
Okay.
But they probably did because they're mimicking a real wedding, even though it's a meaningless gesture.
Okay.
Says more further. Ilu shomeretz yavam. Understand this principle in our Mishnah. Ilu shomeretz yavam shnelifnei kama yavim. If you have a woman who's a shomeretz yavam, right? She has several brothers who are candidates to be her yavams. She doesn't get even because there are multiple candidates. So what's the problem? She comes from two deceased brothers. If she can go to many brothers, why can't she come from many brothers? Says Martin Rabbi Chia, Eishes Echon Misyabemes. No, it says Eishes, right? Eishes means the wife of Eishes. Echon Misyabemes, the wife of one. Below Eishes name Eishim, not the wife of two. Nicho Chalitza Baalas Maimer. I understand why I do Chalitza to Rachel. Al Shem Eishes Meis Echol Misyabemes Lo Eishes Shnei Meisim, because she's the wife of two dead people. She's doubly haunted. So since she's doubly haunted, so you gotta get rid of her. It's lucky we don't kill her. Shnei Lo Meisim Misyabemes. Why don't we let Dina get the Yibum? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Blessed Rabbi Meir. I tell you why it's like Rabbi Meir. Dorei Meir Koshet Ein Ad Miyabmeni. And I'm Yavim Tzarosso, or Tzarossi. In other words, any time you can't do Yibum on one, you can't do the other one either. You're right. Theoretically, you should be able to do Dino. Tough luck. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. Om Rabbi Yechon, hey! Imam Rabbi Lezer, if Rabbi Lezer said, many Shama Amra. Amra, he heard it from me, and he said it over my name. This is actually, I forget where, we've had actually in Bavli too. Rabbi Yechon complained that Rabbi Lezer said a statement over in his name. New Rabbi Meir, where is it? Rabbi Yochanan complained. Rabbi Lezer said a statement over in his name. He didn't say it b'shem Omer. Rish Lakish said many times, you know, since you're his Rebbe, so he doesn't always quote things in your name. He just says it over, and we all know that he's saying things in the name of his Rebbe. Does that strike a bell?
There's something similar to that in Titus, probably.
Yeah.
But it says, I think, Rabba or something.
It wasn't Rabba, wasn't Rabbi Lezer. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong about the names. But that's the same idea. So I thought it was Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Masdi Somerkein. Our Mishnah says this. Teisha Shani, actually the next Mishnah. That was the next Mishnah? No, Perakir. Ben Teisha Shani, Yom Echon. You have a boy who's 9 years old. Now, a boy who's 9 years old, if he has relations, they're considered to be valid relations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay? So what if he has relations with his Yavama? Right? So in that case, Shabbat Yivimto, the thing is, it's not, even though we can have relations, it's not, as we will see when we get there, it's not considered necessarily to be a complete marriage. Mishihito, so now let's say he grows up. But not say he marries another woman. Okay? After his bar mitzvah.
He waited his bar mitzvah for the exile. In lo yadas harishayna, he got through him in his old age. In lo yadas harishayna, if he didn't have relations with the first one, Misha Yigdil, after he became an adult already, then now this boy dies. Okay, so his wives now have to undergo yibum, right? So if he didn't have relations with the first one, once he died, Hashnia Ochel Etzes Amisya Bemes. So the second one, the one with whom he had relations after his bar mitzvah, she gets chitza or yibum. Harishoina, the first one, the one he had relations with before he was bar mitzvah, so she chalitza l'misya bemes, only chalitza, not yibum. So how can you say that? Hachatamar chalitza is the first wife can only get. Here in our case, we say choletzes, right? We say the two wives, Dina and Rachel, both have to get chalitza, right? That's the big black circle connotes. Neither of them can undergo evil. Vacha, but by the nine-year-old who became bar mitzvah, after Mitzvah Bemis, you say one of the girls, the older one, the second one, can be Mitzvah Bemis. What's the difference? Why don't we say both need chalitza? It seems to be a parallel case to our case. We have one valid marriage. Here we have one valid marriage and one quasi-marriage. So there you have one valid Ibum, the one above Bar Mitzvah, and one quasi-Ibum, the one below Bar Mitzvah, right? So it must be Hadat Amar Choletzes, the case over us which says you have two Chalits on both. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Meir who's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon who argues on him. Rabbi Meir holds you can't do the Yibum to either of them. We have the chalitza on both of them. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, because he says anytime you can't be Yav in one, you can't be Yav in the other. They're reciprocal. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Hain Datam Rabbi that case, however, with the little boy, where you say you can be Yav in one, even though you can't do the other, that's Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan are arguing, they're Rabbanan hold that don't hold their principle that anything you can't do even one, you can't do the even the other. But rather, you can do even one, even though you can't do the other. And that's why there you can do even on the girl.
Excuse me.
But so we had relations after he became bar mitzvah.
So what's Rabbi Shimon holding?
Oh, Rabbi Shimon will hold that. Good question. I would assume that either one.
He could be miyabim.
Yeah, I don't know because we haven't done it yet. But you could say Meir Shimon said the same thing over there. He would say if he held that the bia of the cotton is like Mimer, then he could say miyabim either one. Say either they're both his wife, or one is his wife and one is not. Right, so either, if they're both his wife, he can miyabim either one. If one is not his wife, so he can miyabim her too. It's just not evil. It's going to be kedushin, right? It's only if it's a quasi marriage, then it's a problem. Maybe a quasi marriage is enough that she might need chalitza, but not enough that she consider be a brother's wife who's a candidate to be married. You know, so that would be a problem. Okay, so only a quasi marriage causes a problem. Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Bistam Sherebach said, "Who should yibum ba'achak acholat?" This is only if you did yibum first. First two yibum, according to those who allow one wife to have emes and the other one to chalitza, have two yibum first. But if you did chalitza first, also it's forbidden. Shemakona mimer, because maybe the mimer works. V'niftra chalitzas chaveiro. And therefore the chalitza works for both of them, and then you can no longer do yibum afterwards. Okay, so the yibum wants to come first, and chalitza afterwards, not vice versa, lest the chalitza exempt the zika, you know, break the bonds asunder in both of the women. Okay, alochid up. Shnei achin, assume shnei achis. You have two men married to two women. I don't believe that there actually are any pictures of this, if I recall correctly. No pictures. Shnei achin, assume shnei achis. Two brothers married two sisters. Umeitz echo mem, and one of them dies. A famous case we had already. Va'achar kach meis ishtan, then the wife of the second one died. Now bear in mind the Yavama fell at a time when she was forbidden for Yibum, right? Because at that time she was the sister of the Yavam's wife, right? And your wife's sister now to marry. So at that time she was an erva. But then you poisoned your own wife. So the Shai is, once you poison your wife, you're allowed to marry your sister. So normally you are, right? However, in this case, not. In this case, not because we fine you for having poisoned her. That might be true, but not. That's not the reason. Harezo Surlov Olami, she is forbidden forever. Shaolov and Asrolov Shaachat, since at one time she was forbidden. And Rabbi Avino Adai Dom, Rabbi Hila, this is Rabbi Hila, and Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yochan, Loidoyme Israel Chayes, Yvomus, Israel Chayes, any Yvomus, very famous quote. It's not no comparison between the sisters who Yvomus and sisters who are not Yvomus, because here the reason why she remains Osetim forever is because there's one time when she was Yvoma, at a point in time when he could not have done Yibum on her, which is not comparable to two sisters who are not Yvomus to each other, where one once one died, you're allowed to marry the other one free and clear. Here, since before the one died, she was Yvama to you, and she was forbidden at that time, she ends up forbidden for you forever, even after your own wife dies. Okay? Shnayim shekhidshu shnei noshim. Now, here we're into this, a very 70s Gemara. Shnayim shekhidshu shnei noshim, men who married two women, uvashaski, saw the chuppah, that was Kiddushin, right? When they came to the chuppah, there was a swinging party. They swapped the wives. Okay? It's New York Yankees. In the New York Yankees,
right.
In the 70s, right? Isn't the New York Yankees? Okay. Or before that? 60s, really?
Again, sports and Gemara.
Yeah, this is a good comparison between sports and Gemara. This one I accept.
Okay. You were not Velas when Catfish Hunter died? Did you bother you?
Yeah, he had a big levaya, 1,000 people for a goyish levaya. It's not a. Okay, sorry, you've been censored. Shnayim shekhidshu shnei noshim. Ushaski says the chuppah, and when they went to the chuppah, chlipu zebishol zeb. Harei luchayim shum eishes ish. They're chay because of eishes ish. Okay, obviously, right? Each one swapped the other guy's wife. Veimayu achin. If they're brothers, then we kill them twice. Chayavin av mishum eishes ach, because they swapped their brother's wife for a brother's wife. Veimayu achis. If they were sisters, we kill him a third time. That's a matter of having allegedly a wife's sister. We kill him because of nidos. Now, of course, they don't kill him because of all these things. Rather, they have to bring more korbanos, right? Because each one of these is a potential chayav kares, and you have to bring more korbanos. Now, after this episode, you separate them for 3 months. Shemun Mubro is saying, because maybe they're pregnant. And if they're pregnant, of course, the kids are Ramzeim, right? Vima Yuktano Shein Riosley late, if they're so young that they can't, not suitable to give birth. So then, Marzirno Samiya, I give back their original husbands. Now, why are you giving back the original husbands? Because the assumption is that it was a rape. I mean, for that, any time you have relations with a Yuktano, it's a rape. And a rape victim is allowed to go back to her husband, unless her husband is, of course, a. No. A Kohen. And therefore, imayu kohanos nifsul min akuna, if their husbands were kohanim, then they're stuck. They're up the creek. They have to get divorced. Okay? Now, this is actually the first line of the Gemara here goes back to the previous Mishnah. Im ba'al ashniya. After your wife died, you had relations with her sister, right? But the sister had been a yevama to you and forbidden at the time. Remember, that was the previous Mishnah. She fell to you as a Yavama, and at that time your wife was still alive, and then she became forbidden to you, and she remains also forever. So therefore, if you have relations, they're Chayiv Shtayim, you're liable on two. First of all, Mishum Eishasach. First of all, because you should not have, you should not marry your brother's wife, and this, of course, in the case where even that apply. And if your sister's still alive, your wife is still alive, Mishum Yishalachosai, you're taking two sisters at the same time. That's forbidden. Now, getting back to our Mishnah. Tanya Bechira, Bechira said, Pa'amim Arba. Sometimes there are four Gechivim here in our Mishnah. Pa'amim Shmona, sometimes there are eight. Pa'amim Shtemisei, sometimes 12. Pa'amim Shtemisei, sometimes 16. The Hokin and Kabudu. Harei Luchayav Mishum Eishasish. When there's an Eishas, only the problem of Eishasish, of somebody else's wife, Hain tati, then each one is chayiv twice, right? You have two on two. shouldn't say each one's chayiv twice. Each man and woman, each set of husband and wife is chayiv. So that's 2 and 2, right? Imayu achin, if they were brothers, mishum eshesach, and then there's a problem of the brother's wife. Hayin arba vein arba. Each couple is chayiv 4. Vimiu achus, if they were sisters, mishum yishol achosa, because of marrying sisters. Hayin shito, that's 6. Vayin shito, 6 in each one. Vimayu need now this, because that's only the husband's avera, not the wife's avera, right? Yishol achosa is a prohibition on a man to have relations with 2 sisters, not a prohibition on me or on a woman to allow her sister to have relations with her man. So I'd say that prohibition only pertains to the man, not to the woman, right? Imayu nidos mishum nida, if there was nida as well, so hayin tamni vayin tamni, then you have 8 on each side. They add on 2, 1 for a man, 1 for the woman, that's 8. Hayin, maybe I was wrong about that actually before. You know, I take that back. It sounds like actually 6, going up to 6, does in fact put the prohibition on both the husband and wife. Because each time you're adding by 2, and to add 2 adds on both husband and wife. So I take that back, I was wrong. I was just making the wrong math. When it goes up, 2, to each couple chayiv 2 is for invitation, just of neighbor's wife. Each couple chayiv 4 is if it's neighbor's wife plus their brothers. Each chayiv couple, another 6 is if neighbor's wife, brother's wife, and sisters, right? And it's a prohibition on the sisters to provide themselves to as objects for the men in that case. Now add another 2 if they're nidos. That's 8 and 8, that's 16. Hank Donim. Now, what about if the guys were minors? Hank Dolos, but the girls were adults. So what's that case? So in that case, Turin. They're exempt. The reason why they're exempt is because the marriage is not a valid marriage, right? The whole concept of marriage is only as adult male can contract the marriage. And if they were minors, so the whole marriage is out the window. So it's just licentious behavior, of course. You know, it's relations out of wedlock.
Right.
But it's not, there's no prohibition which generates the, you know, the chiv from your carbon in that case, right? What about the word v'kulon, mikulon, the p'tur mikulon, their exempt. Hang doi v'hang ktanos, what if the men are good adults and they are ktanos, but they are minors? So chayav, in that case, the chayav shtayim, or the korban has just shtayim, korban serve shtayim, he has just shtayim, v'shum nido. So in that case also, all bets are off, the marriage is not valid, but of course nida still pertains, and that's prohibited, because nida even is on a minor, a girl. If the father married them off, however, which of course is a possibility, and then it's a marriage to raisa, then we jack up to 8 prohibitions again. What if one of the guys was an adult, and the other guy was a minor, right? And he fell asleep in a cotton, so the one had relations from the minor, but was married to the adult. Chayeves mishum isho shel gadol. So she's chay because she was raised somebody's wife. She was the adult's wife. And he fell asleep in a gadol, the one had relations with the adult, however, she's exempt mishum isho shel gadol because she's the wife of a minor, and she's nobody's wife, in fact, since that's the case. Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Yemri, said a fascinating halacha. He said, Anusa, a woman who is raped, she does not have to wait 3 months in order to get married. Now, as you know, most women, when they get divorced, they get divorced, they have to wait 3 months before getting married again, right? Why do they have to wait 3 months? By pregnant from the previous, and why not a rape victim? So the carbon of the Pnei Moshe says, because rape victims don't get pregnant. But
the
Altitzayin. Yeah. But the Karmel says because it's a milsud lo shchicha lo goes to be rabbana. That's also the Altitzayin. It was not prevalent, so the rabbis didn't make a gzeira on it.
Too many rapes.
Right, there were too many rapes in the old days. Mm-hmm. But I think the pshat is that looking at the Gemara a little bit further, that Vatnat Gemara asks, what about our mission? It says, Marfishon some shloshu chodashim shemu parosein. Our mission says we separate them for 3 months. Maybe they're pregnant. Our mission is talking about rapes, not necessarily about consensual relations. So that's why only if lawyers lele, or if they weren't suitable to give birth, and only then Machzir Tzom Yahweh will have to go back immediately. So Shani Yochir Tzim, Nei Tikkun Avlad. Then here's the fundamental thing. Here it's because we want to know if the kid's a mamzer or not. That's the way I have to do it. But if a woman is unmarried and she gets raped, so her kid can't be a mamzer.
Oh.
Right? She's married, born out of wedlock, is not a mamzer. So therefore, I think in that case, that's why we didn't require the 3 months. Right? A regular wave victim, because she's not going to be a mamzer anyway.
Oh.
It's going to have aspersions on it, but it's not going to be a mamzer. He can marry any Jewish girl. Or if it's a girl, she marry any Jewish boy. So therefore, we didn't bother to make the wife wait for 3 months. Okay? Again, on a free, unencumbered woman who's raped, we didn't require a wait of 3 months because it's not necessary to know in order to know whether the kid is kosher or not.
So it's like a rape by a stranger.
I just didn't think that 3 months is dependent on the issue of knowledge. Just distinguishing parenting.
Yeah.
You might be right according to the Bible. It's not with your shaman thing, though.
Once you're mentioning that, truthfully, I was surprised that this Gemara didn't comment about mission discussing neither, which has nothing to do with the marital situation.
Well, the Tannaim do that a lot of times. They want to count up. Count up korbanos.
How come they didn't say they did it on Yom Kippur? And then sometimes
okay, the Gemara sometimes does that. Yeah, that's all right. You're right. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi Zosimeres, Shanusim Post. I'm sorry, I skipped. Yemil Kohanos Nipsal Mina Kuna. It said in our mission that if they're Kohanos, they reject from the Kuna. Our Rabbi Yosi Zosimeres Shanusim Postlim Bekuna. It should be Beishasish, which of course is true. Even if Eishasish is raped, the wife of a Kohen is raped. So, tough luck. She's got to get divorced. Okay? Next part. Hakol Yitzivimto. You did chalitz on your vama, and you named this mu parents, you found she was pregnant. So, viyolda, and she gave birth. If the child is a viable child, so the chalitz is null and void. Now it's null and void to such an extent, it's as if you never had any... did the chalitza, right? And therefore, who muta b'krova said you're allowed to marry her relatives. If you muta b'krova, I mean, she's allowed to marry your relatives, which would be forbidden if the chalitza was valid, because chalitza is like a kinyan. Chalitza is like a kinyan, it's as if you're married to her, and therefore, once you're married to her, you're not allowed to marry her relatives, and she's not allowed to marry your relatives again, right? But since it's null and void, so it doesn't matter. She's not ran on fifth and guna.
You said there was no
zika
to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Right, one could say it's no Zika, which might even be a better spot where I said. That's very good. When the child is not a viable child or a child or whatever, who was Serbi Krova said, and the Chalitza was valid, and she's forbidden, he's forbidden to marry her relatives. Via Serbi Krova, and she's forbidden to marry his relatives. Upasmi Yakuna, and she is rejected from marrying a Kohen because the Chalitza was a valid Chalitza. Says Mora Bishavar, now it sounds like this Chalitza this chalitza was b'di'evin. In other words, she should not have gone during 3 months into the chalitza. He actually should have waited until after 3 months in order to do chalitza. Okay? Well, that sounds like b'di'evin. We don't allow to do chalitza within 3 months. Dimas Nisa, it's like this mission, which says, Hayavama lo ta'chlotz v'otis yabeim. A yivama should undergo neither chalitza nor yibum ad she'elo shlosh chodashim, until she has 3 months after her marriage. Says, well, why? Why not? B'tachlitz miyad, let her do chalitza immediately. Manashoch. No matter what, it shouldn't bother us. Im ben kayamahu, if the kid turns out to be the valid kid, or she's pregnant from her husband, the kid turns out to be a valid kid, lo noga b'chalitza, chalitza is ineffective. He made her by kayamahu, if the kid is not a valid kid, harei chalitza v'sobi yada, she's so she got chalitza, so why not do chalitza immediately? And if it works, it doesn't work. So Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chiyah, Mashem, Rabbi Bum, Mashem, Rabbi Yochan, we don't have to go around announcing, oh, that she really was okay for the marriage going. In other words, we do not, because that will cause all sorts of problems. One, either now she's okay to marry a coin, or not okay to marry a coin, but we don't want to go counting and change our minds about it. It looks bad. Right, but Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Rabbi Yosha said another the same reason. Shalotei Tzricha Kruz Laguna. We should need it to renounce and re-announce her status vis-a-vis a Kohen. Rabbi Yeshua, Tani Rabbi Yeshua, we learned a Bryce earlier, says, may ain't not me, a different reason. My Yavam refused to do Yibun to me, that's when you do Chalitza. Whenever we say to a guy, do Yibum, then we can say to him, if you don't, do Chalitza. If we can't tell him to do Yibum, we can't tell him to do Chalitza. And when is the first time we tell him to do Yibum? When's the earliest we can tell him to do Yibum?
3 months.
So therefore, till then, we didn't can't tell him to do Chalitza. We don't want to do Chalitza previously. What's the difference between the reasons? The one reason we chose that we don't want to make announcements and re-announcements for Kuna, and the other reason, which we said has to do with only way you can step to the plate for Yibum, you can step to the plate for Chalitza. So in one case, it's Hoysuk Shera, where before she married the brother, she was kosher. But in her marriage to the first brother already, she became defiled from the Kuna. Because when Amana Kohen Gadol, such as she was an Amana who married a Kohen Gadol, the older brother, the brother who died was a Kohen Gadol, and of course now she can no longer marry Kohen again anyway. A Grusha Chalitza Kohen Eliyot, or the older brother was a Reila Kohen, and she was a divorcee or already on the Gana Chalitza, so therefore she wasn't allowed to be married to him, right? Now she was. But the bottom line is she wasn't supposed to be married to him. So since she wasn't supposed to be married to him, so she's rendered her fit to Kuna anyway. So if the whole issue of Chalitza is in order not to have to change the mind when we renounced her kahunaship, so therefore that shouldn't apply in this case. However, if it's only once you had to play for even the do Chalitza, then it applies this case in, as well. Okay? And that's it says here. Manda Mar Shalotitzuka Cruz Kuna. Which is clear about announcing the Kuna of Zuhoil Venitzukru, she doesn't need an announcement. Any which is possible. Lukuna, and therefore for priestly and therefore Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. Manda Mar Shami Loya Bemar Milo Chalot. He who says that only when you say Yibum, you say Chalitza, and Chalitza, she can't do Chalitza until after 3 months. Now, Chalitza done it so early till every volume. So it says, it's sort of from here. You have a young girl, minor, who did Chalitza. Because the Chalitza wasn't valid when she was young. She wasn't valid Chalitza, right? So I'll do it again. Below Chalitza, what if she didn't do it? Chalitza still good. Even though she didn't want to lose, she was a minor, it's still good.
Yeah.
Okay? She's supposed to wait till she's snow, but she didn't, it's good. Right? I'm on a lost time.
You can't, don't say that she's not a
bas
das, you
don't need das for Chalitza, you just have to untie the shoe.
No, but true, it's a mechanical act, but she may need to make the decision that she's doing.
Why? Who said?
Oh, that's right.
He made the decision.
Yeah.
Takes two to tangle. In this case, actually, only one. But the other one. Okay? So, I'm on a mile of star, Mayor. I'm on a set without attribution. Rabbi Yitzhak, Brader of Chia, Mati Babish, and Rabbi Yochan. And Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Mary. And Mary said, Ain't Chotin a Saktana, Shemati Motsi Island. Or Vay Miam is Saktana. Don't the Chotin to Yim. And a minor Shemati Motsi Island is because Mary should be found to be sterile. Now, maybe not. Right? So what happens if he did do it, even though you're not supposed to? Come on, just like you said over there, Avisha Chalitza. Even though she did Chalitza already, Chalitza should do it over again when she grows to be an adult. Despite the fact that B'diev, the one she did when she was a child, is okay. V'achanam here to Avisha Chalitza, Chalitza. Even though she Chalitza will be within 3 months, she should do it again when she becomes after 3 months. So there she does it when she's a minor, then again when she's an adult, so 2 years, 4 months, do it after 3 months. Rabbi Yudan Boy, excuse me. Rabbi Yudan Boy, Chalat Lo Muberes Vipila. Why did he Chalitza when she was pregnant and then she miscarried? By the time he did the Chalitza, it shouldn't have been valid, right? Well, maybe later on, does it work retroactively? Nishmina Mezo, it's not from here. Aresha Mez, the person died, Vinech Zishna Muberes. He left his wife pregnant. Yochate Zkuka, there's Zika in that case, Liyavam. Mr. Zug, you know what Zika is by now?
Yeah, it means the attachment. It's like a commitment, even though nothing's happened.
Right. Was that in the article?
Yeah.
Oh, did they have a glossary there?
No, it's at the introduction. It goes through.
On the introduction? Yeah. Okay. So, the Shmei Redo, Rachel Mace Vinayas Yishon Mubersi, the guy died and left his wife pregnant. Yogate is going to Yavam, then she has to go to Yavam. Tamlomer v'loy mechesh mo b'Yisrael. No. We've got to go to somebody who's in danger of his name being erased from the Jewish people. Eshmo Machui, a guy whose name is erased. Yotze Zeshem Shmo Machui, his name is not erased. He's got a kid in the womb, right? Yotze Mutasi no say so. Okay, so maybe she can get married immediately, right? Says Gemaren, no, Tamu Lomar Lachin Lachin Shem Yisrael. It's still dangling because the other man, Tapu Chav Gimel Rav, he says they still have to set up a name for their brother in Israel. Achetayim Ben Kayama, who we made him Ben Kayama, say, I don't know if the kid is viable or not. Yochel Av Eches Sori's kin. Is this true? Pertains to, I'm sorry. What about the wife of a eunuch, a person who's castrated or can't have children? His name shall be blotted out from Israel. Not some of his name is already blotted out. You have to say, I suppose this guy should be Shishmo Mochu, his name is already blotted out. Mm-hmm. Now, so it's got to do Chalitza again, in any event. Says the Gemara, Yochel Omer Tzorosim Mutelsi Nasei. This is a separate question. Quarterly bods is a separate question. If the woman gets a chalitza within 3 months, she's got to do it again after 3 months. She can't get married anyway until after 3 months are over. What about her tzara? What about the tzara also can't get married after 3 months? Just like she can't get married 3 months, so what about the co-wife? The co-wife also has to wait till 3 months, right? So it says the Gemara, so let's prove it from here. Hakoyes is a vimto. If somebody marries his Yavama, right? Vinitsu Beres, and then she's found to be Muberes, right? She's probably pregnant, so now he's in trouble. So Kumara Tamar Tzara, so there, most of the case is not here. So that case where you took in your Vama and she was found to be pregnant, so she can't get married to the marketplace.
Why can't she get married?
Because we have to wait till the kid to see if the kid is viable. Okay, and there also the co-wife can't get married. Why? Kamara Tamar Tzoresa Lotina say, just like you said over there, the co-wife can't get married. Achetayta Mani Muteres. It's a special halacha. She's going to be muter no matter what. Either because there's a kid, or because her co-wife underwent Yibum. So she's going to be muteres anyway no matter what. But still, she has to wait. She has to wait until she sees what's matir, the co-wife who did have the Yibum or the pregnancy, which you don't know which one. Why is that? Kamara Tamar, just like you say, just like you say over there, the tzar, the co-wife, cannot get married until she knows why she's mutter. She can't say, I don't, whether pregnancy or with the relations. She can't say, I don't know why I'm mutter, but I'm mutter, let me go get married. No. So to here, ab chalitza kein sutta by chalitza. The woman who's sorry can't say, I don't know if this chalitza which my co-wife is doing within 3 months works. But the maisa, she did chalitza. Let me out of here. I want to go. No, she's got to wait until the val chalitza after 3 months is done. Even the val chalitza to Rabbanan is done after 3 months. Because she's got to know with definitiveness that she's mutter. Excuse me, before she starts going marrying out. Okay?
Yeah, but she's mutter either way. She's either because...
Doesn't matter. Either way, it doesn't help.
...has a baby or has had chalitza.
That's chiddush. It's not sufficient. That's what it says here. Kama the tenor be a kachat ma'amar chalitza p'tur be a p'tur. Chalitza is exemption, be is a potential. Just like you said about Bias, they said about Chalitza is the same thing. I just got to know for sure what it is. Even though she knows for sure she's going to mutter, she has to know for sure what it is. That's why I didn't rub on her, not at the Raisa, but that's the deal.
Now, what happens to the marriage if, let's say, she has a viable child?
Yeah.
So what happens to that marriage?
The Yibum is Avera. No. It doesn't work. It's Avera.
Right. So then what happens?
It's the Tshuva.
It's also marriage.
Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's ice marriage.
Yeah, right. They got it.
They split. Splitsville.
No divorce.
The
marriage never was.
No, it never took place. Just walk away from it. Okay, Shmuel, now we're shifting gears. Shmuel, I'm going to just go a couple more minutes. Shmuel is Zachin Lubar. Shmuel says, I can sell is not the right word. Transfer possession of an object to a fetus. A blesmer ain't Zachin Lubar. He's my close about Basin the Bobli. You can't do transfer of possession of an object to a fetus. So it says in Rabbi Yossi Avol Gad Shmuel Ma'ar Zochin Lubarin, even though he said it works Lubarin. Modi Ushiyata Rosha Rubachaim's fascinating war. It's only if his head or most of his torso comes out alive. Now the Ribad says at that point it works Mikanul Habul Mafreya. It works from the time, let's say, the Schia took place 3 months earlier, right? So if the Schia is contingent the whole time. If when the kid is born, the kid is viable, then it works retroactively from the time of the Schia. If the kid is not viable, then it never worked. Okay? So that's called in the Yeshivish nomenclature, Mikanul Haba, from the time the kid is born, from there on in, but the Mafreya retroactively as well. Okay? So that's the way it works. So it says, the Gemara, Dimas Nisa, and it's like this Mishnah, Chol Tzivim Tavanint is Muberis. If somebody does chalit on his yibam and finds that she is pregnant, k'mad atam ha'artaman kanu mafreya, right? Lo noga b'chalita, just like you say over there. But in the case of chalita, that retroactively the chalita was known void, even though he did chalita to her because she had a kid. Now he came, so to here it's the same thing. Lo mafreya, who she is, he acquires it retroactively. Now Thomas even learned over there. If somebody says, if my wife gives birth to a male, then get $100, the older zocha no itamana. If it's a male, the kid gets $100 because it sounds like mizak lubar. In the case of somebody say if she's a female, let her get $200, the older came with those times. Say the same thing, right? Mizak lubar. Rabbi Lezer argues says lomar el bno. He says it's only on your own son ha'acher lo. Not for anybody else's kid. Can't just do it to any fetus, only your own kid. Rabbi Yosemar feel acher, it's only even to another kid you can do it as well. I died to Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Lezer who lives with your own kid obviously holds his only according to the Rabbanah. Because if it's worked the rice, it should work for everybody. So if it's only the Rabbanah, so it only works also the Gemara surmises. I'll leave the guy is dying. In other words, it's a favor to a dying guy, should be able to transfer property to his kid. But not if the person is healthy. And also, Levad says more misvar, it only works in metalkin. It only works in movable objects, which anyway could have transferred it bodily, you know, had you taken the time and the effort. But you didn't, you're allowed to transfer it verbally, right? So, but by land, it doesn't work. Okay, I think we'll stop here for tonight, and we'll pick up here again tomorrow. We gained a little bit of ground for the first time in many weeks.